I'm John Batsworth. That is McCotter, American Greatness, and we welcome the Dusty One, Indiana Honeline, the chapeau, the bullwhip, the bag of tricks coming into the studio. And today he's going to take us and guide us to Egypt, the avenue reborn of the pharaohs. This is celebration of Egypt's past. You will remember that at least since 2011 and maybe before the troubles in Egypt, tourism has been severely challenged. Indiana, what can you tell us about the reviving of tourism in Egypt?
This is a very ancient walkway known as the Avenue of the Sphinxes, but it was also called the Way of the Rams and the Path of the Gods that connects the famous Karnak and Luxor temples in what was once the city of Thebes, and it was used to be, which used to be Egypt's capital in antiquity. And it was the path that pilgrims are believed to have trod to visit the temples and pay tribute to their deities. And they were lined with statues of rams and sphinxes on pedestals. And it sits on the banks of the Nile River, which is it's about 400 miles south of Cairo and stretches for several miles and has been under excavation for 50 years. Right. And President Sisi attended the opening in a late evening ceremony that was televised. And the oldest of the ruins are six structures built by Queen Hatshepsut, who was the only woman pharaoh of Egypt, that date to 1400 BC. And there are hieroglyphics on the walls of one of the temples, the ancient holiday known as Apep, and it was marked by parades and dancers and describes the ceremonies that took place.
My memory, Indiana, is that I think you mentioned it had been construction for 50 years. It was halted for decades. It was abandoned. They were devoting resources to it and then walked away. Why is it revived now? Did Sisi put money into it?
Yes, President Sisi is trying to revive the tourism industry, which, as you said, because of COVID and even before because of the violence there, the political turmoil was destroyed. Egypt depended upon its tourism for its large part of its economy. And I think that this, along with some of the other things that they have revealed in the last months, is part of this attempt to attract visitors and to, you know, show Egypt's glorious past. If you see the pictures of the road, you understand why people will want to go and see it.
Now, Malcolm, there's talk of someone who may have left something out. And while their parents didn't find it, archaeologists did. What can you tell us?
Well, it turns out that marijuana residue was found in the shrine at Tel Arad. There were two altars that were analyzed at two different labs, and they showed frankincense, which is in the Bible as one of the spices that was used in the services, and on one, but marijuana mixed with dung on the other. And the dung was, they said, was used to heat the hashish, which is a dried resin of cannabis, enabling its effects to spread amongst the worshippers. So they're saying this may be the first evidence of hallucinogenic substance found in the kingdom of Judah. The Tel Arad area was excavated first in the 60s, and the fortress at Tel Arad, the Israelite fortress, contained the first Israelite temple ever discovered in an archaeological excavation, probably built by Solomon, and it's the first fortress on the site in the 10th century BCE. So we're talking about 3,000 years ago. And we don't know whether the incense was used in the most in the rituals of the Israelites, but that's been debated. But certainly the incense route, which and frankincense would have had to travel to the reaches of the ancient Israelites, but that the evidence that has now been found reveals plants that were present in the shrine in this 8th century BCE.
Indiana Honeline, the Dusty One, the chapeau, the marijuana, the excuse for as an archaeologist. Back out on the trail. That is McCotter, American Greatness. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,